This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Here are Tuesday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. July corn, 469 and three quarters, down 8 1/4. September corn, 466 and a quarter, down 9 1/4. December corn, 465 and three quarters, down 9 1/2. July soybeans, 1488 and three quarters, down 26 and three quarters. August soybeans, 1418 and three quarters, down 26 and three quarters. September soybeans, 1291 and a half, down 29 and a quarter. July wheat, 641, down 11 and a half. September wheat, 653, down 10 and three quarters. December wheat, 672 and a half, down 9 and three quarters. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. I'm Bob Reese, and this is Tuesday's report of the grain prices and trends prepared by the USDA and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were lower on Tuesday afternoon. Corn values were cut with almost 90% of the corn planted, and with soybeans above $15 last Friday, profit-taking pushed soybean values lower. Wheat was marked down on plentiful world supplies and harvest. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids down 8 cents at 440 to 471. Soybean bids were down 25 to 29 cents at 1477 to 1501. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 5 to 8 cents lower at 437 to 470. And soybean bids were down 24 to 26 cents at 1483 to 1519. In the southern part of the state, corn bids were down 4 to 6 cents at 453 to 488. Soybean bids were 8 to 26 cents lower at 1488 to 1537. Wheat bids were 5 to 6 cents lower at 610 to 638. Now in the Illinois soybean processors, cash soybean bids were down 22 to 27 cents at 1514. To 1554, with the basis steady to 5 higher at 25 to 65 over the July. High Pro soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at 519.20 to 535.20 per ton. That was down $8.40, with the basis unchanged at 25 to 41 over the July. Illinois corn processors cash corn bids were down 8 cents at 668 to 686, with the basis unchanged at 2 under to 16 over the July. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted their producer corn bids 7 cents lower at 477 to 480, basis 1 higher at 7 to 10 over the July. Soybeans ended down 27 cents at 1503 to 1508. The basis unchanged at 14 to 19 over the July. New crop wheat prices were down 12 cents at 614 to 621, with the basis unchanged at 20 to 27 under the July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 4 to 7 cents lower at 501 to 503. These elevators lowered their soybean prices 25 to 37 cents, with quotations at 1523 to 1533. Soft wheat closed 12 to 22 cents at 641 to 643, and Milo ended the day 8 cents lower at 485 to 495. Now on to contract bids to producers for new crop delivery. In northern and western Illinois, corn ranged from 428 to 441. And soybeans 11.99 to 12.26. In the central part of the state, corn was 4.26 up to 4.46, and soybeans were 11.97 to 12.19. Now in the southern part of the state, corn ranged from 4.32 to 4.50, and soybeans 12.12 to 12.51. Soft wheat was 6.10 to 6.32. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Tuesday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. June live cattle, 135.60, down 70 cents. August live cattle, 136.75, down 37 cents. October live cattle, 140.67, down 47 cents. August feeder cattle, 193.50, up 65 cents. September feeder cattle, 194.80, up 65 cents. October feeder cattle, 194.87, up 77 cents. June lean hogs, 116.50, down 35 cents. July lean hogs, 123.42, down 30 cents. August lean hogs, 126.80, down 15 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Tuesday, the 27th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded in the range of $98 up to $105.50, with the weighted average carcass price of $104.94. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading a dollar lower on the light sows and steady on the heavy sows, with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 68 to 75, 4 to 5 weights 73 to 80, 5 to 6 weights 76 to 82, and 6 weights and up were 80 to 83. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading $2 lower to steady, with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging in price from $73 up to $79. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 10,915 head, and in the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 143 to 148.50, and on a dress basis, they traded at 232. Heifers on a live basis traded at 143 to 144.50, and on a dress basis, there was no reportable trade. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 310 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $112.89, and that was $2.17 lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses were $233.12, and that was $1.14 higher, with select carcasses at $222.65, and that was $1.75 higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 119,000. That compared to 118,000 last week and 125,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 424,000. That compared to 412,000 last week and 425,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. May corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.78. June corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.76. May corn delivered to Scottville, $4.69. June corn delivered to Scottville, $4.67. May and June beans delivered to Greenfield, $15.01. May and June beans delivered to Scottville, $14.90. May wheat delivered to Scottville, $6.11. Once again, their pre-opening prices are corn at Greenfield is $4.78. Corn at Scottville is $4.69. Beans at Greenfield are $15.01. Beans at Scottville are $14.90. And wheat at Scottville is $6.11. That's all for part one of this morning's farm show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
Thank you, Angela. Part one of the morning farm show brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, and by Farm Credit Illinois. It's 20 minutes after 6 o'clock on this Wednesday morning. Color radar shows no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
If you're going to challenge the status quo, you don't do so timidly. You've got to dig a little deeper and aim a little higher. Introducing FS Envision Seed Corn. engineered with genetic muscle to outperform expectations. We're the challenger brand, but make no mistake, we're here to unseed the top seed. See your local FS member company or visit fsenvision.com. Powered by Green Plan Solutions.
Cloudy skies later today. There's a 60% chance of showers in the forecast. High temperatures today in the low 80s with light and variable winds. Tonight, cloudy, a slight chance of showers. Lows in the mid-60s. And for tomorrow, Thursday, cloudy skies with a slight chance of showers. Highs in the low 80s. Your extended forecast for Friday through Sunday, partly cloudy, a slight chance of showers. Saturday and Sunday, low temperatures in the mid-60s, high temperatures in the mid-80s. Right now at the Weather Center, light south winds. The barometric pressure is steady. Partly cloudy skies on this Wednesday morning, right now 64 degrees. This check of color radar weather brought to you this morning by the M&M Service Company. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, and by Altman Monitoring Solutions. And we'll rejoin WSMI Farm Director Angela Besh next.
Now you can be everywhere at once. With Altman Monitoring Solutions video surveillance, you can watch the front drive, the farrowing house, the shop, and the fuel tanks all at once, and you'll have recordings of everything. There are no overhead wires and no digging. You can watch from your phone or computer even when you're not at home. Protect your animals, equipment, and facility. Look for Altman Monitoring Solutions video surveillance on the web. Altman MonitoringSolutions.com.
Hi, this is Brian Nodal, Farm Bureau Director for Fillmore Township. Are you going on vacation and don't want to drive that beat-up car, or do you need more room? You could use your Farm Bureau discount if you are a member of Montgomery County Farm Bureau and rent a car from Hertz, Alamo, National, or Enterprise. For more information, call Montgomery County Farm Bureau at 532-6171 or stop by the office in Hillsboro and ask about this and other great benefits of being a Farm Bureau member. Brought to you by Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value.
Survey season is kicking into high gear for USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service, and NAS wants producers to know they can be confident in its commitment to data confidentiality and security. USDA Agricultural Statistics Board Chairperson Mark Harris says there are many ways NAS collects data, including through mail, personal interviews, telephone interviews, and online.
During different parts of the season, we're also able to utilize satellite information once the crops are growing and they can be distinguished from each other. And of course, information that farmers respond to other agencies such as their Farm Service Agency and so on.
The law requires NAS to keep all individual responses confidential. While NAS collects information, Harris says the agency ensures security and confidentiality of respondent data through a specific process.
When we put these into the computers, they're always behind at least two firewalls, USDA's firewall and NASA's firewalls. A second item, we never keep the names and the data together. If someone saw the data, they would not know whose data it was. And then finally, we train our staff continually to ensure that the privacy of individuals' information are respected.
Harris says NAS notifies individuals in advance of surveys to let them know they will be contacted.
So if you get a call without seeing a pre-survey letter or a questionnaire in the mail, then they can ask the enumerator to supply information about who they work for. And if it's in person, they will have ID cards. If it's over the telephone, they should be able to provide you the local NASA's telephone number, and they can call and verify that. On all questionnaires, there will be a telephone number. Similarly, in any letters they receive, there should be a telephone number and an email address that farmers can contact NAS.
This year, Harris says several of the survey programs that had been cut due to budget reductions will be returning along with key spring and summer surveys.
The June agricultural surveys that set the planted acres for spring planted crops and update the winter wheat crops will contact over 69,000 farmers. Similarly, there's a June area survey, and we had identified 11,000 area segments across the United States, and we'll go to those area segments and identify the farmers in there. And then finally, there's a June hog and pig survey, and it's going to be particularly important this year because many of the farmers are being affected by the PED virus. And then finally, coming at the 1st of July, is the July cattle and calf survey, and we'll be contacting over 9,800 farmers and ranchers for that survey.
Harris says this year's June crop stocks and livestock surveys will be particularly important as producers across the U.S. are dealing with different challenges. According to The Hill, the Food and Drug Administration is delaying the estimated $150 million food safety rule that would establish new sanitary requirements for truck drivers, shippers, and trains transporting human and animal food across the country. The rule would affect more than 83,000 transportation companies. FDA says the goal of the proposed rule, which would require transporters to refrigerate the food and clean their vehicles between loads, is to ensure transportation practices don't create food safety risks. FDA notes isolated incidents of insanitary transportation practices for human and animal food, and outbreaks and illnesses caused by contamination of these foods during transport have resulted in concerns over the past decades about the potential that food can become contaminated during transportation. The FDA has extended the comment period on this rule through July 30th. The land-grant university system was established under President Abraham Lincoln. There is a land-grant in each of the 50 states. Some of them have more than one. These have served the nation well, but times have changed and their influence is less directly apparent to the public. Todd Gleason has more on the future of the land-grant system.
President Abraham Lincoln signed into law the 1862 Morrill Act, establishing the nation's land-grant university system. The mission was to educate the industrial classes about the science of agriculture and mechanical engineering. The Industrial Revolution was in full swing, and the nation, each state, needed to prepare its people for life off the farm, says the president of the University of Illinois, Robert Easter.
There was a need for engineers, of course, to develop factories and technology, and so that was an early mission of the university. But if you were going to have people living in cities and working in factories and all the other activities that surround an industrial economy, there needed to be a dramatic increase in the efficiency with which food could be produced. The land-grant university system across the United States played a critical role over the next 50 to 75 years in dramatically increasing the efficiency of food production to the point that about 2% of our population is actively involved today. It's a remarkable achievement if you think about it.
The land grants helped the farmers that stayed in rural America feed their home states and the nation. However, those farmers are now responsible for feeding the planet. The United Nations predicts overall global food production will increase by some 70% through 2050. It means agricultural education and research must be of the highest priority, thinks Illinois' Bob Easter.
The demand, the pressure on colleges of agriculture, regardless of where they're located in the world, to increase efficiency on a not very much larger amount of land, but to do it much more efficiently and in ways that are sustainable, is enormous. So as I look to the future, I see great opportunity for agricultural scientists, for students who seek careers in agriculture, and for those who work in that industry.
Interestingly, those choosing this career path and the politicians funding the land-grant system are unlikely to clearly see the results, the applications and achievements of their endeavors and support. They'll be there in the future, but not with a flag raised high.
The role of the university remains fundamental. And what that means is that often agricultural research contributions may not, in our case, arrive at the user, the farmer, orange and blue, because the direct connection is not obvious. But if you look at the underlying principles that are behind most of what's new in agriculture today, you eventually find that it was developed at a university like the University of Illinois.
The mission of the land-grant system has shifted from direct delivery of new technologies to farmers in the industries that support a nation, a global economy, to providing the underlying education, science, and research developments to be delivered by the private sector. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.
That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.